Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. We are here today with our friend, Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp, again from the Wausau Fire Department. Good morning, Jeremy.
Good morning.
And we are going to talk today about some wellness in the community, because school is coming, right? And there's things that we should all look out for. We think about it every year. Maybe once our kids get out of school, we kind of take it for granted. So talk to us a little bit about some things that you guys see with the fire department, because as we talked last time when you were in here, you are not just putting out fires. You guys do a lot of things.
Right. And it's, making sure that we in the community aren't getting complacent with what we've been used to for the last few months, right? Summertime, so we haven't seen kids going to school. We haven't seen bus stops, children, you know, standing on the side of the road waiting for the bus. So we want to start putting that in our heads again and make sure that we're being, aware while we're traveling that there are children out standing on the streets, going to school, riding their bikes to school. That's happening more and more nowadays. So just be careful and watch for children and be willing to take your time. So buses are going to stop to pick up children. You're going to have to stop for the buses. It's going to take a little bit more time depending on what time you go to work in the morning or wherever you're traveling to. And in the afternoons for that matter, right? So we just want people to remember to be safe, slow down, watch school zones, watch bus stops, and make sure we're being safe around our children.
Yeah, when those buses stop and throw that little stop sign out, that is not optional.
Right.
Somebody's child is in that area. This is not, adult people that can, they can't even get out of their own way, but little tiny children. So stop. Stay behind the bus. Stop at the stop sign. Wait until you are assigned the okay to go, right?
Exactly. And along with that, I guess what I'm thinking about is, you see, for many different reasons, parents and guardians are taking their children to school without them riding the bus for sports reasons and bus reasons and time reasons and everything else, right? So that's another thing, too, is if you are doing that, be aware of how long it's going to take to wait in the school lines. I see that the vehicles are backed up, and sometimes they back out into the street and up and down roads and waiting to get their children to school. So be patient and be careful in those areas, too.
And road rage. I mean, it's frustration. Okay. Everybody gets frustrated. And then you said you're getting ready for work or you're trying to get there. Just calm down. Mm-hmm. Kids are not paying attention. You're not paying attention. Even just in the school zones where it's 5 miles an hour, pay mm-hmm. attention, right?
Absolutely.
And as you're driving through, I don't want to say confused, but like this time of year, I'm still stopping at the school zones. I'm still doing the 15 miles an hour, and then I get through it, and I go, there was no kids there. But I guess maybe that's a good thing, right? At least I'm not doing it the other way.
Right.
So realize that's coming, too. The school zones, the 15 miles an hour, the blinky lights, slow down.
The crossing
guards.
Watch
for the kids.
Lights, yep. Yep.
Is there anything untraffic-related that you guys see when this time of year comes around?
I mean, it's just more activity with kids before and after school, playing in playgrounds. Those are full. A lot of different things going on in the area where children are either walking to school, biking to school, going home from school. It's all the different things. A lot of hustle and bustle. Now, instead of just going to work, you got to take care of your children, get them to school and daycare and all the other different things. So it's kind of just a faster pace than what the summer has been for a lot of people. So it's all about slowing down, being patient, and, being cognizant of what's going on around you.
Very good. And so what about, outdoor activities this time? You kind of touched on sports. Is there an upswing, haha, pun intended, on things that happen right now, like with sports events with school starting?
Well, there's always injuries, right? I mean, as long as there's going to be children in sports, there's always going to be injuries. Usually they're not anything too major, but a lot of times we get called for a knee injury, a leg injury, an arm injury, something like that. There's a little upswing, but I wouldn't say it's huge because, with all sports, we make, the coaches and the teachers are all making sure our children are as safe as they possibly can be with the equipment and things like that. So there's a little upswing, but nothing too major.
Okay. Well, and this is a good place to stop. We're going to hit our break really quick and hear from the Community Blood Center, and then we're going to be back with Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fire department and some of their wellness practices for internal. So we will be right back. Hang out. All right, thanks everybody for coming back and hanging out and tuning back in with us. We are talking with Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp on this Wellness Wednesday. And we talked a little bit, the first part here, on children. Kids are coming back to school. Watch out for the buses. Watch out for the children in general, right? Slow we got to keep our kids safe and well because that they are our future, right? And as Whitney Houston told us. And it is true. Like, we kind of make a joke about it, but I feel like when people are laughing and joking about it, they kind of catch it a little bit more and remember things better. So I try to lighten things up like that. And before we got in here, you and I were talking a little bit because in the fire department news as of late, I have heard some things, and I'm sure others have heard that there was some activity. The fire department's been busy recently, right?
We have a little upswing in fires in the past few weeks.
Sure. And when that happens, there's always dangers. So we talked a little bit the first time you were here about how you guys have wellness practices with different sleeping quarters and activity levels in the gym and the things that the firefighters and everybody at the department can do. But talk to us a little bit about, we heard about injuries, right? There was some reports that some of the firefighters were injured in all of these events. You want to tell us a little bit about that and how you guys are dealing with that?
Yeah, I mean, when we respond to a fire call, you know, a lot of times it's in the middle of the night, sometimes it's during the day. None of it really matters what time it is. It's about making sure that our men and women are safe throughout the entire event and getting back to the station and ready for the next call. So when something happens on a fire scene, which two of the last few fires that we've had in recent weeks, you might have heard that we've had two firefighters that were injured. One firefighter had a laceration to the finger during the fire scene or during the fire call, and which required a stitch or two over at the hospital. So it was relatively minor, but yet still an injury that needed to be tended to. And a firefighter in a fire a couple days before that had an injury to the shoulder area doing overhaul in the house that was on fire. After the fire's out, we need to do overhaul, which means we look for extension, pull down ceilings and walls, things like that, so that the fire is not still going after we leave. And that firefighter had a shoulder injury, which only resulted in one day's loss of work for recovery and going to the doctor and taking care of that issue. So they've been relatively minor compared to some that we've had, you know, earlier on in the year. So it's there's still injuries and it's nothing to be light of, but we want to make sure we're taking care of our people and making sure that they're back to work healthy and safe.
Sure. And I know that all the reporting on it, to me, I was very worried because now that I've met some of you guys, yeah. I was like, oh no, my guys, what was going on? But it wasn't that bad, right? Right. It sounded a little bit worse than it was.
Yeah.
And I mean, a job like you have, there's going to be danger. There's going to be injuries. That's just inevitable, right?
Yeah. And we're going to always side on the safety side of precautionary to make sure that they're not hurt worse than they say they are. So, you know, sometimes as the leaders in the department, the managers, the bosses, the chiefs, we're going to make sure that we send those people to get checked out so that it isn't something bigger that they're trying to hide. So a lot of times firefighters are very prideful and don't want to admit that they're injured. So we need to, you know, kind of see past the gray area and make sure that we're taking care of them.
Sure. And you have so many practices already in place for training purposes and things like that. So, I mean, obviously stuff happens. You can't stop that roof from falling or that person from grabbing something and cutting themselves. But you guys do, I feel, go pretty far with what you're doing. And this is a change over the years, right? Like every year you get a little bit better at what you're doing because of, hey, let's not do that again, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, and a lot of times it's easy if you know you're going to do some extenuous work or, you know, maybe you know you're going, for me, for instance, I'm going to go cut wood. You got time to stretch or get ready. When you get called to a fire, you don't have time to stretch or make sure that you're ready to do physical activity. So, you know, making sure that our people are maintaining, you know, that physical ability throughout their career, throughout their day, and, you know, being able to train and stretch and different things throughout the day to be ready for that instance where you don't know is going to be at any second. So
right, because literally any time that right now there could be
there
a call
happen, right,
and
now,
you got to be ready to go to it. So
correct.
Very good. We're out of time again for today because these go so fast. But we are going to talk a little bit more on podcast side. So before we are done, let us know one more time, Jeremy, who you are, and if somebody needs or has questions about the upcoming school time season or just kind of maybe fire things or
Absolutely.
WASA things in general. How do they get a hold of you?
You can always feel free to call the WASA Fire Department and ask for Chief Kopp. Our number there is 715-261-7900. And if I'm not there or available, there's always somebody there to take care of any questions you might have.
Good. And, you know, don't feel afraid or nervous or whatever to call, right? That's why you guys are there.
Exactly.
And it's better to be ready ahead of time. Like you said, be ready when that call comes in than be yep. caught off guard with it. So
absolutely.
Everybody be prepared. If you have questions, call the fire department. They're waiting for you. That's what they're there for, is to help us all out. So thank you so much again today, Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp from the WASA Fire Department, talking a little back to school safety tips, keeping our kids well and keeping them safe, and also what they do for the community and keeping the firefighters safe. So thank you so much for coming in, and we're going to continue this just a little bit more on the podcast, so tune in for that. Thanks, everybody, and we will see you again next week.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us and joining us on the podcast side of our discussion today with Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp. We're talking kind of back to school wellness and safety tips. And one thing we didn't get to touch on our on-air portion was, now that kids are going back to school, people aren't going and camping and doing stuff anymore, right? Labor Day is coming up. That's our kind of last big hurrah. And then everybody's stuck in town, right? So maybe it'd be a good time to talk to us about some fire knowledge in town. Like, what are the rules for fire pits in the backyard and, you know, like our home camping that we do?
Absolutely. In the city of WASA, our regulations are a little bit different than maybe some other communities. So wherever you live, you want to make sure that you're checking your community's rules and regulations. In the city of WASA, we require you to have a recreational burning permit in order to have a campfire pit in your yard. And there's a few rules that you need to follow when you have that, and that's the hours of operation, the distance from your home, the distance from a lot line, distance from fences or any other combustibles, sheds, those sort of things, and making sure that you're burning the proper materials. You're not burning anything you can find. You need to burn clean, dry, actual firewood, not yard waste or construction waste or things like that that you want to get rid of in your fire pit. So it's about following the rules so that we can keep this activity that so many people enjoy a part of our community, because for many years in WASA, whether people remember or not, we didn't even allow fires early on in my career. Now we allow campfires, and in order to keep that, we don't want the bad apple, so to speak, to ruin it for everybody by burning things they shouldn't be and getting complaints coming in by the neighbors because of the awful smoke from burning a tire or something yeah. crazy like that, right? So burn clean, dry wood. Make sure you have your distance from your home, which is 25 feet. Make sure you're 10 feet from a lot line. Make sure you're 25 feet from any other combustibles, whether it's a wooden fence or a shed, anything like that. And then make sure that your fire pit's no bigger than 2 feet in diameter, you know, and then just be safe around it. Do, you know, common knowledge. Don't get too close with baggy clothes. Don't let your children play too close. Don't put your yard games too close to the fire pit. And just enjoy it. And have fun and be safe with it, right? So that's what we're seeing now. You know, people, like you said, people are done going camping. Now they're going to start using their backyards a little bit more because of school, and stay home for the weekends and get some things done around the house. So just follow all the safety guidelines. And if you got any questions, give the fire department a call, and we'll come out and show you what you can and can't do.
Nice. There's difference in the country, I would guess, correct? Or is it all pretty much that same standard?
I think there's different rules and regulations when it comes to campfire pits. I think even when you get out into the country, you can do different things as far as what you can and can't burn, depending on what kind of permit you have.
And when you apply for their permit, it'll ask you those questions,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. What if you don't have a permit? So, because it's like, I think if I recall, because I usually get one every year, I live out of the city limits, but I believe there's a little sentence in there that says, basically, if you don't have a permit and the fire trucks come because your neighbor called, you're paying for that fire visit, whether it's out of control or not. Is that
Well, in some communities, that's probably the case. We don't charge for rolling on any calls as a fire department. It's part of the tax base. You know, but what we will do is, if there's an instance where you may need to get a fine, we can have the police officers respond with us and issue a fine. A lot of times we just give you a warning and let you know the rules, because for the most part, people that are having a campfire without a permit really didn't know the rules and just need to be educated. So that's our opportunity to educate them, maybe put out the fire and let them know how to go get a permit. And in the city of WASA, once you get a permit, they're good for 5 years. So it's not something that you have to do every year in the city of WASA. You just have to do it every 5 years. So
that's
kind
good.
Of a neat little uptick there, not having to redo it every spring.
So. Sure, and I guess I can't think of an instance right now that I can remember recently of a house in town having a fire call because of a backyard fire pit. I mean, I'm sure it's happened, but I just, you know, I feel in a good way, I haven't heard about it.
No, there's not a whole lot of fires that start from campfires, but there are complaints. Lot of times, depending on what they're burning and what time of night and how loud people are getting.
So it's probably more of the party that's happening along with the fire than the actual fire, right?
And that's another one of those why our partnership is so important with the police department, because those type of calls, we both need to be there. So we respond together, and you know, a lot of times it's a non-emergent call. It's just to go there and educate people and let them know what the rules are, and you know, maybe give them a little warning if need be. But it's really just about following the rules. And like I said, the rules are there so that we're not ruining it for everybody. So.
Sure. And I think that's one of the coolest parts of the message. I want to make sure that people listening get from both you, the fire department, and the Wausau Police Department, is you guys are not waiting by the phones waiting to go punish people. You're not like, ooh, here's another one, we're going to go get them, right? Like, you want to educate people. You don't want to be called to these things, right?
We're here to serve. We're not here to, you know, take people down. That's not the goal. The goal is to bring people up, educate people, and to make our community as safe and as fun as possible, to be honest with you. I mean, who doesn't want their community to be better than the next community? So whatever we can do to help people enjoy the community they live in, that's what we're here for.
Yeah, and it's neat. Like, things like this, we're having conversations with you, just opens up our knowledge base on what you guys do and where your headspace is. Because I know it's very easy for a lot of us to think like, oh, you know, the police and the firemen, they're waiting for us and they're just waiting to get us. And that's just not it. That's really not it.
No, we're trying real hard to get out in the community as much as we can so that people can see us and talk to us. Whether it's any of the community events that are going on, maybe at the 400 block or any of the other events that go on at the airports and different parks, and getting out and be seen and talk with people is always fun, and it's always good for people to be able to interact with us and know that we're not the big bad guy waiting to come and get you.
Yeah, you're on our side. You're here for us to keep us all happy and fun and being able to party and have our little backyard fires and, and do all that stuff. So on behalf of all of us listening, I thank you.
Well, thank you.
So I think this is probably a good place to wrap us up for today, too, because there's so many things we can talk to the fire department about, so I don't want to burn them all up in one spot.
Nice. Good.
That was a good one, right?
I like it.
Every once in a while, I like throw a good one in there. So thank you again. I mean, we would be talking about back to school safety and wellness tips for our children. Slow down. Watch for those buses. That little stop sign that comes out on that bus is not optional. There will be repercussions, hopefully only a ticket, not a child endangerment. So just don't do that. Take your time. Yeah. Leave a little bit earlier. Watch for the kids in the school zones. Those 15-mile-an-hour speed limits, also not optional. It's all for the safety of our community. So keep our kids well, school starting. And then if you're going to have some fun in your backyard, make sure you're doing it right. Get your permit. Any questions, the fire department will come out and look at your backyard and tell you where the best spot for that fire is.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Love it. Thank you so much. Jeremy, tell us one more time who you are and how to get a hold of you.
Jeremy Kopp with the Wausau Fire Department. If you need to get a hold of us at any time, day or night, our number is 715-261-7900.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us again on this Wellness Wednesday. And everybody stay safe and well, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you.